Writers. Thanks for tuning in today.
Now, from WCBN FM Ann Arbor, an hour of programming randomly selected from our archive.
Drive all the way to the bank.
Hey. squad. Come on.
Commotion. I'll go.
monster, like you have no place to go. But there's so much they don't know about the apple scrub. You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears. Now it's been a long, long time, and now you've been on my mind, my apple scrub.
don't mistake me or try to make me the shadow of anybody else. I ain't the him or her you think I am. I'm just trying hard to be myself. Never give in to or ever live up to being like you think I should. I've got some inner need which I'm trying to heed. I can't take hand me down destiny.
Let me be to think like I want to. Let me be, that's all I ask of you. I am what I am and that's all I ever can be.
Try to change me or rearrange me to satisfy the selfishness in you. I'm not a piece of clay to mold to your moves each day, and I'm not a pawn to be told how to move. I'm sorry I'm not the fool you thought would play by your rules, but to each his own philosophy.
Let me be to think like I want to. Let me be that's all.
Howard Kalin and Mark Volman there in a couple of their various guises, including right there is the frontman for the Turtles, one of the great pop groups of the mid and late 60s. And they just cranked out one jolly little 2-minute number after another, and that was one of them right there, Let Me Be from the Turtles. And before that, we heard Mark and Howard in their guise as Flo and Eddie, the Fluorescent Leech and Eddie. They put out 2-3 records under that pseudonym and also performed as Flo and Eddie with, of course, Frank Zappa back in the early 70s. Anyway, that from a Flo and Eddie recording called The Fluorescent Leech and Eddie, released in 1972, I've Been Born Again, the name of that cut. From, let me see, who else did we hear from? John Hassell, the late, great John Hassell, reed player, reed and horn player, passed away, I believe, last year. Sad to say, he was an active musician for quite a few years. And that we heard from him was a tune called G-Spot. Before that, we heard from the band Alam, Teclamente. Now, I'm not even going to try to say it again. I'm so off the beam there. Anyway, Alam. I want to say from North Africa. I'm not absolutely sure, but one of those musical settlements that is gathered together by Mr. Whoops, I'm totally lost here. Oh, Bill, where did you go? Let me wheel myself back in here. Bill Laswell, of course, one of the most prominent producers and performers, musicians, who has just basically gone all over the world and played with everyone because he's that kind of guy. And pretty much if you see his name on a recording, it's going to be worth your time to check it out. So Bill Laswell, remember that. And again, with Alam doing a tune, I won't attempt the name again. but it is from the recording called Acting Salam on the Barbarity label of many years ago. I want to say this was probably 90s release, late 90s. Before that, we listened to Dawn Penn and a tune I never get tired of. There are certain reggae classics that just lock into your brain and stay there forever. And that is one of them right there, Dawn Penn. And No, 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 You Don't Love Me. I'm not even going to guess the date on that one, but it's been around for a while and it never fails to please. We also listened to Mr. George Harrison and the first of his recordings put out under his name alone after he left that band he was with for 6 or 7 years. Apple Scruff's the name of that cut from All Things Must Pass, 1970. Ty Siegel, a more recent recording from him from 2024. As a matter of fact, it's just been out for a few weeks. Eggman, the name of the cut from the Three Bells CD on the Drag City label. We also heard from The Clash, and Julie's been working for the Drug Squad. That, of course, from Give 'Em Enough Rope. We also heard some more local folks there, the Appleseed Collective. Something called Darling from 2020, and I have been informed that, in fact, they are going to be having a reunion show on Friday, May 17th at Rancho Tranquilico, which I believe is in Dexter. And that's worth checking out. Appleseed Collective, really one of the, in my opinion, finer musical collaborations from Ann Arbor in the past 20 years. They always put on a quite enjoyable program of music. Talented guys. If you're interested in catching them, the problem with Rancho Tranquilico is, of course, that it's small. So you'll probably want to get in there early. Again, that's Friday, May 17th, if you want to catch Appleseed Collective one more time. And let me see, what else did we play here? Norma Jean gave us I Cried All the Way to the Bank. I just love Norma Jean because her tunes are short and pithy. Sometimes pissy, but always pithy. She speaks to the heart of every irritated woman on the planet. And I believe we started that set with Big Maybell. She takes no prisoners. I would not mess with Big Maybell. She was awesome. Ain't to be played with. The name of that from the Complete OK Sessions, 1952. To 1955. Pick that one up if you find it, because it is a world of fabulous. My name is Sue, and I'm with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon, filling in for Raphael, who is not doing his program at 1 o'clock. He's left it to me, and I am happy to pick up the slack. Hope those of you who are in school are enjoying taking your finals. I do not miss that. I empathize. I have been down that road, and I know how annoying it can be. But it's, you just do it to prove to people that you spent some time in school. Because that's all it's about, is just carrying that proof around with you, so that people will give you that job where you will have to essentially reinvent yourself all over again. Because even though they'll believe you went to school, they won't believe that you learned anything. So keep that in mind. Let's get back to some more music right after this brief little announcement.
From the Delta to Chicago, New York to St. Louis, Memphis, Texas, Detroit, Michigan, and the California coast. Across this great land, the voice of the blues comes your way every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. It's called Nothing But the Blues. And since 1975, WCBN has been the vehicle through which the true roots of the blues travels the highways, back roads, juke joints, inner city clubs, smoky rooms, and back porches of America right to your doorstep. Join me, Jerry Mack, for an excursion into the true American musical experience on Nothing But the Blues, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor.
Only
Now, from WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, an hour of programming randomly selected from our archive.